The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 5, The Great Lost Heart, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
What was that all about, Potch?
It's Captain Pell. We're approaching a planet. We're sent for our annual refueling. Plus, we're dropping off some cargo, picking some cargo up, and generally wasting time as per a mandate that is sent on by the company to raise the company. Now listen up, you guys. Hey, where's everybody?
They're all down on level 10 on an expedition to explore a macro universe that exists for only 1 millisecond of a millisecond. It seems it appears only once every 16,101 milliseconds. Personally, I think it was just an excuse to avoid work. I suppose that's why they didn't tell you about it.
No one tells me anything around here. So why didn't you join them, Zootron?
Oh, I just didn't feel up to traveling down 100 levels to see something that is only going to last a millisecond of a millisecond. Besides, Bot War is coming on in a few moments. I never miss that show. You know, I think they could do worse than asking you to be on an episode sometime, Potch. You know you have such command qualities.
Thanks, but I wouldn't be caught dead on a show like that. Really, really? Yes. Well, this is just right. We need to prepare for docking, and I have most staff to go through docking procedures.
Well, I could always give you a hand, I suppose. I have a few minutes until the show comes on.
That'd be great, Zootron.
What exactly do I have to do?
Well, just come over here with me.
Okay, I'm right behind you, boss. Okay, now what?
See that big blue button right there?
The one the size of your head?
That's the one. The one I give you the order. I want you to press it.
And that's it?
Yep. That's the button that controls the automatic docking clamps. Okay.
This seems a rather pedestrian task to me. How many bots do you usually assign to this job?
24. Okay, you're ready, Zootron. And press it.
Is that it?
Yeah, thanks. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, let's open up this portal and see what we got when you're ready, Zootron.
Sure thing, boss man. Why not? Oh. No. No, that's awful.
What do you mean? Three moons coming up over the horizon like that? You gotta be out of your mind. It's breathtaking.
No, you don't understand. It's the planet Gamma Quad 5. I can't look. I have to get away from here. I swore I'd never return to this awful place.
Gee, I wonder what's in there.
What? What in the galaxies is that?
Hello there. Sorry if I gave you a fright.
But who? Who are you?
They call me Payload.
And I'm Zimtron. Hey, you're a cargo loader.
That's right. Look, I couldn't help overhearing you cry.
Oh no, that wasn't me.
There doesn't seem to be anyone else here.
Oh, well then, I guess it was me.
Anything I can help you with?
Not really, it's just that we're in orbit of a planet where I lost my heart once.
That sounds serious. Maybe I can help you find it.
No, you don't understand. You see, well, I don't usually talk about this with anyone, but since I've never even seen you before, and I'm not likely to ever see you again, I suppose I can tell you all about it.
I'm listening.
Well, it all happened a long time ago. Let's just say the girl bot I love died. And she took my heart with her to the scrap heap.
That's very sad.
I know. I lived through it. Anyway, it's very hard being here. It's the memory, you see. I just don't think I could bear it.
There are bears here?
No. Never mind. Thanks for trying to cheer me up and all, but I don't think there's really any hope.
Hey, why don't you go down to the planet and face your fears, chum? You never know. It might help.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, it's worth a shot, don't you think?
You know, you're right, Payload. I'm going to face my fears. I'm going down to that planet. Thanks. Oh, and welcome aboard the Titan One.
Thanks. It's good to be here. I think.
Potch, I want to go to the surface.
You do?
Yes. I must face my demon. I must face up to my past. So out of my way, Potch. No one can stop me.
Wait, Zimtron.
Oh!
We're still in orbit. Oh, well. We'll meet you on the surface.
There was something soft to land on.
Yeah, my hand.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't see you there.
Evidently, but no problem. I can get someone to put my arm back on, and my leg, and my head, and all the screws in my body, and my entire infrastructure.
Oh, sorry. Again?
No problem. I think nothing of it. I'm only in a million zillion pieces thanks to you, but I'll be okay. At least my brain is still intact. Oh, I'm okay. No problem.
Gosh, I'm never so sorry.
Don't worry about it. That's just Bubby. He falls apart daily.
I see. No, I don't. Really, but... Well, never mind. So, Who are you?
What? You don't recognize me? Come on, Jimmy. It ain't been that long.
Brandit? Oh, I don't believe this. Is it really you? Why, I haven't seen you in decades.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still here in the old neighborhood.
Well, let me look at you. Oh, you've got some rust around the edges and a broken arm and a faded paint and a broken eyepiece and you're missing an access panel. You haven't changed a bit.
Neither have you, Zimtron. Neither have you. Boy, how long has it been? 10? 20 years?
More like 35. I've been on the Titan One for at least, let me see now. Gary the One subtract forward. 15 and a half years? Yes, I think that's about right.
Ah, so you moved up to the big time, huh? A starship dishwasher. Now that is exciting.
Well, you know how it is. One moves up in the world when one applies oneself.
I knew you'd be the one to get out of this dump. And now look at you. You've ended up here in the dump.
Eh?
So they finally put you out to pasture, huh?
I'm not following you, Brandit, my boy.
You're here, Zimtron. This is the waste dump. We're here waiting to be recycled.
We are?
Yeah, I thought you'd have recognized the place. It's the same dump that served as Nellie's final resting ground.
Oh. You're right. I do recognize it now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Zimmy. I thought you'd remember.
Well, I do now. So, you're here to die?
Yeah, it seems I qualify for early recycling.
That's awful.
Ah, it ain't so bad. I had some good innings.
But what will you become? What will they recycle you into?
Take a guess.
I haven't a clue.
Expendabot. I'm gonna become a mindless soldier. That's what happens to most recycled bots these days. Unless you're an administrator bot or something.
I see. I'm so sorry, Brandit.
Well, could be worse, I suppose.
Could be better.
Yeah, like Nellie.
Eh?
You don't know, do you?
Know what?
She was recycled into...
Into what? Well, tell me, Brandit.
Into an administrator bot.
You're kidding me. Then... She's still alive?
Well, sure. If you consider being a totally different bot than she was before, the shame is still being alive.
Oh, well, I do. Hey, do you know what her new designation is by any chance?
Yeah. I think I can remember. It's something like PCH-059. Yeah, that's it.
I must find her.
Well, sure. That's easy. Just go to any computer terminal and punch in locate bot, and then input that identity code.
Oh, thank you, Brandit. I don't know how to repay you.
Don't worry about it, Zimmy. What are old friends for?
I can now return to my ship and begin my search for my long-lost love, Nelly 0562-117. Ah. I can almost smell her perfume now. Motor oil of Old Bay. Not too bad, but that first step was a doozy. Anyway, I haven't time to chit-chat at the moment, boss man. I'm trying to locate something I once lost.
Well, good luck. I'll just be over here if you need anything.
Very well. Got it! Now, where is she? Oh! She's on this ship!
What are you on about, Simmy?
I found her! I found her! And she's been on the Titan One all along! My long-lost love was recycled into... Oh, my!
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that, Zimtron?
Everything is A-okay, Potch. I think I'll retire to my kitchen now. Good night, boss.
Yeah, okay. Good night, Zimmy.
Oh. By the way, if I haven't told you in a long time...
Yes, Zimtron?
I love you.
What?
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 5, The Great Lost Heart. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Which starred, in order of appearance, Joe Thomas as Potch, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Captain John Tatterzak as Payload, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Bumpy, and Shane Harris as Brandit. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. Things got rather boringly romantic during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time for the season finale of Robots of the Company Season 1 Revisited. Yep, we'll be bringing you one more episode you've never heard before, a lost misadventure we like to call Cliffhanger. Until then, I'm the Creditor, and unlike Zimtron, I can actually do math.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.